This GCN podcast is sponsored by NutraMedical.com and Dr. Bill Deagle, MD, of the Nutra Medical Report Show on GCN.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're lined up on globalist targets. We're firing on all cylinders, thanks to the good Lord above. It is the Friday Worldwide Global Transmission. Man, there is a lot of news on the economy. The Tory party stayed in power and expanded, giving David Cameron five more years because they pose as UKIP, the Libertarian Party. But that party did gain some more seats, so positive news on that front. People were so scared of the communists, just like they were in Scotland, that they voted for basically the very same group under a different name. But we'll see now if David Cameron does what he's sworn he's going to do and give the UK a vote on being in the Euro. Now, polls are like 85% against being in it, so that's why they haven't let them have a vote. But if they have a vote in the next few years, you can bet your bottom dollar that it's going to be a fraud, because the EU is a dictatorial body. They're all about not giving you a vote. I wanted to show this to folks. It's an amazing image. If you're a radio listener, go to InfoWars.com. It's the London Telegraph. X-ray scan reveals boy in suitcase being smuggled into Spain. 8-year-old boy being smuggled to Spain in suitcase, caught by police using X-ray scanning on bags crossing border into the CEUTA enclave from Morocco. How do you pronounce that in Spanish? CETA? Police found an 8-year-old boy hidden in a suitcase that was smuggled across the border from North Africa. The 19-year-old woman took the case through a pedestrian crossing from Morocco into a small Spanish-governed territory. On Thursday, a spokesman for the Civil Guard Police Force said, when they put the suitcase through the scanner, the operator noticed something strange, which seemed to be a person inside the case. Can you imagine the claustrophobia of that? Can you imagine that? I mean, I'm not really claustrophobic, but I don't like really small and closed spaces. And then they've got photos of him emerging from the bag. I mean, good Lord. The boy said he was 8 years old from Ivory Coast, according to spokesman. The Civil Guard arrested the woman who was due to go before a judge. They also arrested the boy's father, who he tried to cross the border a few months later. The father is from the Ivory Coast and lives in Spain's Canary Islands. Thousands of migrants each year risk their lives, a lot more than that, trying to get into Spain. Yeah, you ever heard how Spain got conquered from North Africa? Yeah, I was reading Spanish history again last night. It's just so fascinating. I want to go to Spain someday. I've been to other areas of Europe and stuff, but I really want to go to Spain because, you know, Spain was Germanic. Spain really wasn't even populated. And then it was conquered by Germanic tribes and then by the Romans. But it really wasn't conquered, as it was sparsely populated. And then it got invaded by the Moors, basically Arabs, just a very interesting culture. And then that culture founds the new culture with the Mesoamerican culture in the United States. Just a very interesting to watch how all that stuff mixes together. But that's why I was sitting there one time with some friends. It's just, when it first came out, like 15 years ago, 20 years ago, whatever it was, we were watching Spartacus. I mean, not Spartacus, that's another good movie based on a real story. Stanley Kubrick directed that. Gotta remake that. I don't think that's one of his better films. Still, it's a good film, but it was more like a big Hollywood blockbuster he made. But I was watching Gladiator, and I was sitting there, and one of my friends goes, "That guy doesn't look like he's Spanish from Spain." And I was just like, I go, "How ignorant are you?" I go, "That's exactly what somebody from Spain 2,000 years ago look like? It's just very interesting to how all this stuff works. All right, we'll be right back on the other side. We're going to look at something that really is bad that the police are doing, and it's killing people's dogs. In fact, will you guys pull up the article I saw last week where the cop, the video, shoots the dog over the fence for no reason? Just barking at him, they shoot him. But then if you hurt a police dog, you're going under the jail.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
Filmmaker is going to be our guest here to the bottom of the hour. Then we're going to have a detailed presentation on deeper research into Jade Helm and what the Pentagon and the military are being directed to do. And it deals with total domination of the human domain. That's a quote. With everything you do in an algorithm tracking you and your family. Listing veterans, again, is the number one enemy. We already know that, but it's just so outrageous, and generals sitting around on C-SPAN talking about it. It's a bold criminal takeover. And to do that, they have to get the police federalized, paramilitarized to a certain extent. Then the cops act bad, then the feds come in as the saviors and fully federalize them, as Al Sharpton said 2 days ago they plan to do. Or I guess 3 days ago, that was on Tuesday. This is a phenomenon I've been covering for really 20 years on air because it would happen locally and people would call me on my radio show or TV show and want me to cover it. And I'd go out to the house and they'd go, yeah, the Labrador was chained. Here's the photos. And the cops came to serve a search warrant because neighbors said they smelled marijuana and they did find a, you know, dime bag or something at one house, not at another. There was a couple of these cases with labs and they would just shoot them. Because the dog's barking, and that doesn't let us control the situation. And I've seen Chihuahuas, Pomeranians. I mean, you come in a house, the dog's jumping up and down. It wants to protect it. But then you see stories where some guy kicks a police dog and gets 50 years in prison. Or a thing I saw out of Pennsylvania years ago in the Associated Press where the guy's in a Walmart parking lot, the window's open, the German Shepherd goes, rawr, and almost bites him because the guy parked by a police car. And the guy yelled at the dog and got indicted for assault. So their dogs are better than people, but then our dogs have no rights. And Michael Ozias has made the film of dogsandmen.net, of dogsandmen.net, and they're giving us an exclusive first sneak peek, a special trailer, just for Infowars.com viewers. And again, we're mainly a radio show. Over 170 affiliates. Most people are listening on AM and FM. But I got so sick of the media more than 14, 15 years ago saying I was making stuff up. So we have it TV as well. Now it's a full production shoot. As nice as the studios you'll see at, you know, any major city affiliate. Not as nice as like a Fox or CNN. You don't have the money. But the point is it's there to professionally show you all this. So there's that added layer to it, that added dimension. And if you're a radio listener, you can always go to Infowars.com/show and find the free feed, the video feed, the free podcast, Droid apps, everything. And most importantly, pass that link on to people and tell folks about the local AM and FM affiliate as well. Don't take this stuff for granted. Don't do it. Realize that the system is basically doing everything it can to ensure that you don't get access to mind-blowing info. Because it's not from a leftist perspective, not from a right-wing perspective. It's from a constitutional, pro-human, pro-liberty perspective. People ask, why are you against GMO? You're a libertarian or a conservative. I'm libertarian conservative on a lot of issues, but the liberals at grassroots know that GMO is bad. They're the ones that are against vaccines more than conservatives. Those are real liberals, not the fake fascists like Obama. So these labels don't mean anything at the end of the day. We talk about liberals because new listeners that tune in every millisecond, they know what I mean when I say that. Let's go ahead and play this first sneak peek of Dogs and Men at ofdogsandmen.net. We're going to tweet this out as well at Real Alex Jones. Here it is.
Chloe enjoyed apples. If I took two slices, she just kind of gave me a look like, hey, that one was mine.
Ava was like my fourth daughter. A very, very sweet, gentle dog.
Which one is it going to be? I got an A, B, and C.
He pulled out his gun and shot her right in the head.
I said, you shot my dog, you shot my dog.
And they hunted him down from behind and killed him.
Oh, please don't let my baby die.
This situation made a lot of people feel like it could have been them.
How a police officer shot and killed a woman yesterday.
He did not mean to shoot the lady. He was aiming for the dog.
Don't shoot my dog, man!
The same police officer that killed him said he wasn't nothing but a dog.
He ain't gonna do nothing. He ain't gonna do nothing.
Everybody needs to remember there are two sides to every story.
Police department, is anybody home?
We got to think about life, death, family. That's bad.
I fired one shot into the dog's head. Drug dealers have aggressive dogs.
Have you ever seen a drug dealer using a Labrador dog?
No.
The police officer had shot and killed their dog, and that dog was a Chihuahua.
The knee-jerk reaction is to circle the wagons, prepare for a fight, and deny everything.
We had the witness that doesn't lie. We had the videotape.
Why is it so commonly justified that we literally shoot 5, 6, 7 bullets at a threat that has never killed one of us in the line of duty?
Of Dogs and Men, of dogsandmen.net, I appreciate our guest joining us. Michael Ozias started making films on Super 8 camera when he was 7 years old. He's always known it was his career ambition, attended film school for moving to Los Angeles. Initially, he worked as an editor for movies and television shows like American Idol and Dr. Phil and Son of a Guns. He then co-founded his new media company where he has written and directed web videos on socially relevant topics like the drug war, the legal system, and education. He holds a BA in film production from the University of Central Florida. Michael, thank you for coming on with us. Wow, to watch him shoot the chihuahuas on that video, it's crazy. And I see those articles all the time where the Pomeranian was shot 3 times, the Dachshund was shot 4 times. And, I mean, that's the reason you don't do no-knock raids and stuff unless it really is terrorist or a giant drug lab. But now they're doing this across the board, and I just saw it in the news last week where the cop, have you seen the video where he shoots the dog over the fence because it's barking at him? I mean, this is just crazy, just from a PR perspective. I mean, I'd get it if I was doing a warrant service on a child molester and a pit bull rushed me, I'd shoot it. And nobody's going to say you shouldn't. But the videos of, like, the lab on a leash backing away while it's being shot, I mean, it's just crazy town. I mean, I went to one house where, and you could see where the dog had slumped. The dog never even got up. They came in. The lab started to get up. They shot it a couple times. I mean, why is this happening? Is it increasing, or are we just aware of it now? What's going on, Michael?
Well, first of all, thank you for having me on, Alex, and playing the trailer. Yeah. And I appreciate you consistently talking about these incidents when they come up. People need to know about it. There's a lot of people who just don't know that it's going on. I think that's the number one obstacle facing change right now. So we're working on that. But, yeah, is it increasing? We believe that it is increasing. And the reason that we think so is because it really only takes a quick peek at a couple of trends, and those would be really cultural trends. You notice, like, in the 70s, there maybe was a couple hundred SWAT raids a year, using SWAT as an example. We know that's where this whole thing started to become an issue.
The early age.
You know, and then as recently as 2005, we're at north of 50,000 of these raids annually. So if you take that and you put it together with the cultural change that we as dog owners have also experienced, where the dog used to be guarding the farm, and then it was in the backyard, now it's in our house. And so you have these two factions basically both kind of meeting in the middle here, inside our homes, with tragic results.
Because we have paramilitary forces coming in our houses looking for drugs the government shipped in, the banks laundered, and then our chihuahua or our dachshund gets up and they just... And I get it. They want to control the situation. They want to watch for humans. They want to see what's happening. So they just dispatch the dog as a matter of course, and then lie about it.
Well, it's become very routine. And while there may be some departments out there that have a full-time staff of SWAT officers, largely a lot of these SWAT officers, they do other things. And so they're working in the prisons, or they're regular beat cops or something. And then when there's a raid, they suit up and they go do it. And so in the 80s, when shooting the dog was as part of training, known to be an acceptable means of handling that solution, it started to happen with more and more regularity, and then it spilled over as those same officers were not in a SWAT situation.
Yeah, because all the dog knows from all its instincts is the cave is being invaded by another tribe of people. I'm going to bark, and so they're executed for barking. That's what's going on.
Yeah, I think, like, if you charge through a door wearing all dark clothes and your face covered with a shield and shouting very loudly, you'd really need a sack of cats to be any more assaulting on the sense of
civility. Well, I mean, even a lab is going to bark when the family it loves is being I mean, it's just all a big joke. And they ship the drugs in so they can destabilize everything and bring us to this point like a civil war, like Mexico. Stay there. We've got the maker of the film of Dogs and Men. And its time has come. It needs to be seen by people.
Virtually anyone can hack your cell phone and track your calls, your texts, your emails, your every movement, but only if they can detect a signal. Stay one step ahead of hackers and Big Brother with a Blockit Pocket, a custom-made pocket infused with pure silver that creates a complete Faraday enclosure for your cell phone. For free shipping to the Lower 48, visit BlockitPocket.com or call 888-315-9618, BlockitPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
We've all heard the news stories. Another shooting. And they're getting worse. That's why Infidel Body Armor introduces Infidel Fridays. Exclusive 24-hour insider deals to save you money and possibly save your life. Make it a favorite when you log on to InfidelBodyArmor.com. Then be sure to visit each and every Infidel Friday to get special insider pricing, but for 24 hours only. That's InfidelBodyArmor.com. Infidel Body Armor. Just won't quit.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother, because it also funds our operation. But doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots. Saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want us stunned and dumbed down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
As if chlorine in our water weren't bad enough, now they're adding ammonia?
It's true. Some municipalities are now adding ammonia plus chlorine to your water supply. It's a disinfectant called chloramine. But with a trusted Big Berkey water filter, you can keep chloramine out of your water. New NSF EPA certified lab tests show EPA Berkey water filters remove chloramines, pharmaceuticals, BPA, pesticides, bacteria and viruses, all forms of fluoride, and much more. Big Berkey water filters are the original and most trusted on the market. The gold standard in water purification. And our filters last for years at less than 2 cents per gallon. Big Berkey, the one that's powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. Get your Big Berkey today. Call 1-877-99-BERKEY or click BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
Healthy elimination is essential to high energy, a cheerful mood, and prevention of disease. Some of the founders of our modern holistic health thinking state that disease begins in a toxic colon. A toxic intestinal tract is the foundation for virtually all degenerative disease, and a clean and well-moving intestinal tract is the foundation of health.
I just want to say that you folks have an amazing product. I've taken whey protein products for years, and I've never noticed results I have with your product. I've suffered with bouts of constipation most of my life. Within a few days of taking One World Whey, I noticed a dramatic change. Also, in the past few years, I've experienced symptoms associated with diabetes. I feel horrible when I've had too much sugar, and I've been getting the foot pain as well. But I've noticed in the past week or so, I'm not feeling bad anymore, and the foot pain is gone. I'm just finishing up a 5-pound tub I ordered and just got off the phone ordering more. I love your product. Thank you.
Call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325. Or visit OneWorldWhey.com. That's OneWorld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Well, I won't back down. No, I won't back down. You can stand me up at the gates of hell. but I won't back down. Gonna stand my ground, won't be turned around, and I'll keep this.
Michael Ozias is our guest, the new documentary film of Dogs and Men. When is the film coming out? When can the public, you know, get it on DVD, or I guess it's going to go through a process? Where is the production right now?
Right now, the film is, I would say, 90-some percent done. It's almost there, but the primary obstacle that we're facing with the release is just finding the home for it distribution-wise. So as soon as we find that and we know where that is, we'll know when the release date will be.
Well, this is the type of film that needs to be on HBO. This is the type of film that needs to be seen. And if the system got behind it, it'd be a big hit, too. But the establishment just wants things to continue the way it is. And, you know, for me, it's not about attacking the police. They're citizens. They live here, too. They're in the middle of this big phony drug war. A lot of them are good men and women. But, you know, just the whole death squad, no-knock raids, it's what you get in North Korea or Venezuela or Nazi Germany. And it needs to be curtailed. And that's the national debate we've been having. We just want to slow it down. I mean, that'd be good. It's just growing, growing. Where do you think all this is going to end? Because the biggest thing I found, I've asked the public, libertarian, conservative, liberal especially, really are starting to hate the police. And the biggest thing they say is, have you seen them kill those dogs, those little dogs? People really are getting freaked out by this.
Well, I think it's easier for people to wrap their head around, because when you hear about these incidents and it involves a person, there's always this thought about, well, what did he do? What did this person do that provoked the situation in the first place? But in the case of the dog, they're born innocent. Even in the stories that we hear about where the dog may have behaved aggressively, it's still our nature we naturally understand that the dog is not born that way. Somebody trained the dog to be that way. There's still a level of human culpability on the end of it, and the dogs are the ones who are paying the price.
Well, but I mean, these videos where a chihuahua is just barking on the side of the street so you shoot it, or the new video we can put it on screen where the cop just shoots the dog over the fence. What's the point?
There isn't one. And in our interviews, and doing the interviews for the documentary, we talked to people who had lost their dogs. We talked to politicians. We talked to cops as well. And there are a lot of people in law enforcement who are not happy about this situation either. They want it to end. Of course, the Chihuahua does not pass the smell test for anybody. You know, I mean, it's just there's no expert witness that's going to come help you.
Well, let's say you're in a real drug house, because even though the drug war is phony, you can have some scum involved, and you're in there and a chihuahua's running at you. Kick it or something. It'll run off. Why shoot it? I mean, it's just crazy.
I don't know, and we've asked that question because it seems like the idea that the dog as a distraction in a chaotic situation would be a justification for shooting it. It just doesn't sound right.
And you know what's a distraction? The drug war.
I'm sorry, say again, Alex?
The drug war is the distraction. We have more drugs on the streets than ever. The banks are laundering the money. It's a total fraud. Where do you see all this ending if it continues to escalate?
I think there's really two ways that this can happen. If people become aware of it, if they ask their local police department what they're doing about it, if things are done proactively in advance of a terrible incident happening, well, I mean, really, we're beating this problem one city at a time as a terrible incident gets a lot of press and all that. But if it's proactive, then we can solve it. Culturally, we can move the dog away from property and closer to family and police culture, because that's how we view them in citizen culture. So if we can do that and they can help us proactively, then together we can solve the problem probably quickly and painlessly. But if they don't, the number of people who are upset about this is growing. Legislation is passing mandates for training are passing, and lawsuits are piling up, and the payouts are getting bigger and bigger. So
that's right.
It's not going away, and it's only going to get more painful.
That's right. None of this is. Well, look, we're going to have you back on the Nightly News the next few weeks and follow your film as it comes out. Thank you for the time. But they have huge funerals for police dogs that down the line of duty. Fine. I love dogs. I'm a dog lover big time. It's just they stand up for their families. That's why they're being killed. The cats can care less, so they're fine. I don't hate cats, but compared to dogs, give me a break. Oh, look at that cutie pie. Who is that terrorist?
His name is Freedom.
Oh, my gosh, even worse. He is a terrorist. Thank you so much, brother. We'll talk to you soon. I'll be back. If huge news on Jade Helm.
The GCN Radio Network. It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a four-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, how you doing, Al?
Good, brother.
Just recently started using your products. Everything you said about them is correct. Me and my wife both use a lot of them, and it's made a lot of changes in our lives here.
Well, thank you, brother. It's because it also funds our operation, but doing that, I know I've got to have the highest quality.
Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals.
We do the Super Male and the Super Female Vitality. Big changes, a lot of energy. We've gotten off of the cheap energy drinks, energy shots, saving a ton of money there.
Sourced from powerful organic herbs, harvested around the planet, and then concentrated for maximum potency.
They want to stun and dumb down, and energy drinks and stuff just cover that up for a while, but then burn you out, in my experience, whereas stuff that gets your glands naturally going goes right to the source. So it's pretty exciting, and I love it.
Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality and other powerful products from InfoWars Life.
If the IRS has garnished your paycheck or seized money from your bank account, you need to get professional tax help now. Fast action is required to put a halt to these aggressive IRS collection tactics. You can count on the knowledgeable team of tax professionals at Wall & Associates. With over 30 years of experience, Wall & Associates has settled the tax problems of thousands of taxpayers for a small fraction of what they owed. For a free face-to-face consultation, call 1-800-425-4610 to put a wall between you and the IRS. 1-800-425-4610 or look for us on the web at wallandassociates.net. We solve tax problems. If you hire Wall & Associates today, you'll never have to talk to the IRS again. To stop the levies and seizures today, take action now. Call Wall & Associates at 1-800-425-4610. Wall & Associates. 1-800-425-4610. Based on actual cases, results may vary, not a solicitation for legal services.
Defending the Republic from enemies foreign and domestic, it's Alex Jones.
Getting into some serious research into the Pentagon's domestic role and operations that are undenied here in the continental United States, but also in Hawaii and Alaska. Coming up in a few minutes, Rob Dew is still exporting some clips that he wants to display for viewers, so he should be in here 5-10 minutes from now. No need for him to hurry too much. Sometimes they bite off more than they can chew, wanting to present stuff to folks around here. Now, continuing here with the news, before we get to this with David Knight and with Rob Dew, I want to talk about the info war itself. Notice yesterday we have a leading gentleman on who's dealing with taking these food deserts, these food prisons, these areas with all of this right of way and city area in front of the yards, and letting people, by getting laws passed, by just doing it at first, forcing the tyrants to try to arrest you, then pointing out its tyranny, then getting the law changed, to plant gardens in basically your front yards. Wow, what a free country. We can do that. And to use unused public lands. Ron Finley. Today, we're battling the UN treaties and the TPP treaties to go after the Second Amendment. We're battling their stealth attacks. Then we have a guest on exposing the program to execute dogs during police encounters. Just because they're not in control of the situation. The dog won't shut up. And so it has to die. You ask questions. You have to be tasered. This pain compliance, torture compliance, this conversion to a tyranny. And now we're going to be covering Jade Helm and how that ties into the bigger picture. This is a precious operation, and I know you know that. I wake up every morning, and I go to bed every night as well, and just remind myself, hey, keep your nose clean, do a really good job, focus on what you're doing, be productive, be accurate, be truthful, check your ego at the door, and realize you're part of something big. And all of you, the listeners and viewers, are part of something really, really big as well. Because the globalists are all about making us feel calm while they anesthetize us, while they basically dismantle our culture, our society. But you read their books and white papers and statements. I mean, they are exterminists, transhumanists, eugenicists, the nastiest, most cold-hearted psychopaths you can imagine. David Knight was just pointing out earlier that, you know, it's psychopaths that like to hurt little animals. I mean, it's one thing, you know, but then they extend it and say gutting a deer is psychopathic, or putting a hook in a, you know, or taking a hook out of a fish's mouth is psychopathic. No, that's just farming. That's just hunting. But people that like to torture animals, you know, George W. Bush liked to put firecrackers in the mouths of frogs and blow them up live. And I remember I'd see kids doing stuff like that when I was a kid, and I was kind of like, you know, I don't like, that's a living frog. You know, I think that's gross. And it wasn't like I was some bleeding heart. It's just that I had empathy. And they want us to have a lack of empathy, so that when we see our neighbor being drug off, or the CPS taking somebody's kids, or the globalists restricting somebody else's free speech, we just keep our head down like gazelles and hope that the lions will get another animal. Or like a deer in the forest of India, we hope the tiger just grabs one of the other deer and, you know, it's going to be us tomorrow, but so what? We're not prey animals like cottontail rabbits. We are not domesticated idiots. But they're trying to make us behave and act like that. And I don't care if in the military, the police, corporate systems, whatever, there's cultures. And there is a culture of oppression, a culture of hive dronism that's going on to make us conform into different controlled groups and organizations. And it's time for us to break free of that. You don't have to subscribe or prescribe to what we're saying. Simply know, on every historical yardstick measurement, if we had dials in front of us, they'd all be pegged, red alert, the ship's on fire, the ship's sinking. Tyranny is racing because of technology. We can also use technology to fight tyranny. But more importantly, we're fighting complacency, the acclimation, the normalcy bias, the learned helplessness. We really do have a mass Stockholm syndrome worldwide where we identify and begin to submit to our oppressors. Now, the globalists then play the other end of that, and we are becoming oppressed. We are being tyrannized. So then they sell mindless burning and shooting, not against the actual rulers, the controllers, but against local systems that aren't even fully controlled by them yet. Then in the name of reforming them, they're going to come in and take them over and bring you something 10 times worse. And so in that, we need to appeal to the noble side of bureaucrats, police, ourselves, corporate people, business people, and demand the change we want to see on what restaurants serve, on what grocery stores sell, on the policies, on how the CPS behaves. We're going to get more done challenging them and showing them how they're being manipulated, because most people are just busy, they're under peer pressure, they're following a narrative. They don't have any honor. And it's not that they're dishonorable because they're innately dishonorable. They've been moving too fast their whole life, set in front of a television, put into peer pressure, put into this gold-based, regurgitation-based education system that isn't about education but about brainwashing, to where they can't even communicate. They can't even grasp the ideas we're talking about. They have no connection to the legendary struggle of humanity against oppression and tyranny, and just to have ideas and be able to have your own garden. In Japanese imperial oppression and under the shoguns, they had a feudalism where you could not grow plants for food unless it was authorized. You had to give a certain percentage. It was even more oppressive in Europe in the Dark Ages. You couldn't even have herbs or anything for people being sick, or they'd burn you at the stake saying it was witchcraft. There was a total oppression. The globalists describe at the Club of Rome, in their 1960s publications that we covered in Endgame, Blueprint for Global Enslavement, they describe in great detail a neo-feudalistic system they want to visit upon us. That's their work. So everything you see is a replay. Carbon taxes is a tax on all human activity, not about the environment. All of this is about total control. All over the country, you can't get a tax credit for putting in your own solar or your own wind. You've got to put it into their system. You see, they don't want you independent. They don't want us coming together as normal humans. You want to defeat the globalists? Start having your neighbors over to barbecue, no matter what color they are. You want to defeat the globalists? Start starting a garden. Go to city council. Just see what's happening. Go to a homeless soup kitchen. See what's happening there. Go to a police event that's open to the public. Talk to the police. They don't want us interfacing with each other. They want us all just fighting with each other or going home and watching ESPN. Now, in closing, and then we're going to give you the new Jade Helm news and what's behind so much of this conversion of our military to a domestic force that's admitted. That's why we need to be supported. Spread the word about the broadcast. Facebook, after a massive backlash, restored our Facebook. They were also banned. They banned the lady up in Garland who put on the event. They banned her. After a huge protest, her site was put back up. Well, regardless of what you think of her, that's her First Amendment. She loses the First Amendment, we lose it all. That's what this comes down to. We need your support. Spread the word about the broadcast. Tell your friends and family about it. The power of millions of people. Taking the link at InfoWars.com/show with the free podcast, the audio streams, the video streams, the free apps. Sending it to friends and family. Putting it at the end of your emails or the top of your emails. Putting it on Facebook. Putting it on Twitter. Putting it on YouTube. Putting it on Pinterest. Putting it on Craigslist. I've just started plugging this the last 3 weeks. We've more than tripled the amount of people just watching the video feed. What if you tell folks about your local AM&FM affiliates? What if you, in that geographic area, tell them about that affiliate, the call letters, and when we're on? This is the power you have. They're coming after us because, look at it. You type InfoWars.com into Google. You click news. And there are conservatively 30, 40 articles and TV shows a day talking about it. You type in InfoWars Jade Helm or InfoWars Alex Jones, hundreds a day. And it's always new stuff we're breaking. We break the news about homeschoolers having their kids taken. It becomes national news. They get their kids back. We break the news about any issue. You heard Larry Pratt say today, thank God you're covering this, Alex. He's told me before off the air, biggest response off this show, bigger than the other hosts that are on 500 stations. We're on 170-something, most of them small, bigger than Glenn Beck, bigger than Rush Limbaugh. Bigger than Sean Hannity. Let me be honest with you. I wish they would convert to liberty immediately and dwarf me. This is dangerous. I don't want to be at this level. Believe me. But I knew I had to get bigger, get destroyed, so I'm getting as big as I can in the face of these enemies so I can contend with them. That's what this comes down to. Okay, I'm going to go and risk my life. I'm going to go all the way. So join us in that. Go to InfoWarsStore.com. Get the water filters, 20% off, promo code WATER20, best systems out there. Get the nutraceuticals. Get the super female vitality for your wife, girlfriend, or others. Works great on men as well. It's finally back in stock. Go to the InfoWars Seed Center. Go get the Molon Lave t-shirts. Everything we sell promotes life and freedom and health and self-defense. We just promote what we believe in. We walk the walk of the talk we're talking. Now, shifting gears into the really big subject. I've been aware of this program for years, but listeners contacted us. We looked into it. David Knight, Rob did. We did a lot of research. And we know about the domestic plans to take on the Patriot movement, to take on the gun owners, to take on the veterans. That's in hundreds of publications. We know the Pentagon's new main role domestically is that. That's over the top and insane. Then Jade Helm comes along. We just say this should be watched. It lists these states as hostile. The John Warner Defense Authorization Act admits the military is preparing to put down legislative rebellions or to take out governors. That's in the news. We should watch this. They misrepresent, say that we say it's an imminent takeover. It's now one of the biggest stories of the last month. It just gets bigger and bigger. They're calling it a firestorm. But it's admitted that the Pentagon is tracking everything we do, putting it into this Internet of Things, this map that tracks the whole world, and that creates a file on every American, and then files on regions and subregions of the country. And that's what David Knight and, of course, Rob Dew are here to talk about. We may have to do some overdrive today to get into all this. But, gentlemen, where should we start here?
Well, there's a ton of stuff on here. I think we should start with the C-SPAN clip. We broke that down a couple days ago, The Sleeping Giant Awakens on live TV. And there's one of the questions, someone calls in to talk to the colonel who is head of the Asymmetrical Warfare Group. He's the commander of this, Colonel John Potosik. They say, hey, why don't you tell us about Jade Helm? We think it's a cool little exercise. You know, I know she was trying to bait the guy into an argument. He stopped, he looks over, you see him look off screen, shake his head and goes, I don't know anything about that. I mean, it's an amazing clip, and this was on C-SPAN Live.
And he's at Fort AP Hill, where right. Biggs and I were about yeah. a year ago.
He's in Fort AP Hill. They're doing the interview.
He knows all about it, but yeah. he knows nothing.
He knows Absolutely. Nothing.
He's like a leading expert, but he knows nothing.
Well, he does the Sergeant Schultz defense, and I explain that in the clip. So let's go to that clip real quick.
Morning, Colonel. I wanted to alert our citizens and to get an explanation, if we could, for an exciting military training called Jade Helm 15, which is all over the Internet. I guess that it involves 10 states, and there's going to be civilians participating in towns like Big Spring,
yeah.
Texas.
Yeah, listen to the guy.
Could you explain the magnitude of that and what the purpose of that is? And apparently you're going to have crisis actors, and there are going to be soldiers dressed in uniform and not in uniform, and apparently it's very exciting. Could you explain that to us? Okay. Thank you very much.
Unfortunately, it's not something that I'm familiar with, so I can't really explain that. But I do know
he's got a
that
civilian handler
those
right there.
Types oh, yeah. of totally. Things are things that we do here, where we get our soldiers the opportunity to work within an environment where there are civilians and soldiers. As a matter of fact, one of the things I could talk about is that, now, unfortunately, I just don't know about that particular exercise.
The Army's yeah, plan for a multi-state training exercise this summer called Jade Helm 15. While the military says it's just training soldiers for the realities of war, critics say the Army is preparing for modern-day martial law.
Some are calling it a Texas takeover. What's happening is between July and September, a bunch of Green Berets, Navy SEALs, and special ops from the Air Force and Marines are conducting some realistic training exercises across the Southwest, including 17 different Texas cities.
Again, I'm sorry, I'm just not familiar with that exercise.
Oh, I've seen nothing. I was not here.
That's
I did
a month
not
ago.
Even get up.
Yeah, he just said this a few days ago, and it's just right. been on every channel in the country. Now, let's yeah. stop. He even knew who you guys were when he had you detained.
Oh, yeah.
So
yeah.
this is just asinine.
Yeah.
Now, expanding on this, we're getting into part two of a video that's up on InfoWars.com, proof Pentagon mapping U.S. for domestic insurgents, including libertarians, constitutionalists, and patriots. What we're getting into is an event that happened for about 8 years. We've got some C-SPAN clips from 5 years ago. It's dominating the human domain analytics, and we get this from Trajectory Magazine. So you've got to go into the different Pentagon publications, the different trade publications to find this directly from them, what they're actually doing.
You know, Alex, when we look at this and we saw this, it's like, okay, here it comes again. We've been talking about all these different aspects of it. This is another exercise. It's bigger. They're increasing the scope. They're increasing the frequency. we were all surprised, I think, to see how this picked up, how Jade Helm picked up. But I think the thing is it's like the Snowden files. When you see the documents, when you see the slides, it hits with people. Mm-hmm. And they see this map.
That's what Louis Gohmert said. He said, I was in the Army as an officer. This is scary.
Did this.
And because I'm concerned about martial law.
That's just the tip of the iceberg, because what this is about, this is when they say mastering the human domain, when you look at that logo, human domain is a term of art of the military, just like unconventional warfare, just like asymmetric warfare.
It means the entire ecosystem, everybody.
Exactly.
It means slavery.
They are getting all this information about you as an individual and as different groups, and they are mapping it onto a geographic layer.
It's full spectrum dominance.
Exactly.
Yeah. And there's the logo right there, master of the human domain. And the
conference. And notice it's the same. They call it Mastering the Human Domain, and that's the name of these programs. So we were just searching what they meant by that. This, they admit, is for domestic activity. So we got them. It is domestic.
And when you look at these conferences,
we have them.
Alex, when you look at these conferences, when you look at the history, they tie it intimately in with law enforcement.
So you guys went back and looked at what is Mastering the Human Domain. You've got all the Pentagon briefings where they admit it's tracking everything we do. It's for us.
Right. These GEOINT conferences, they've got James Clapper, the NSA, the Homeland Security are there, U.S. Geological Service. Mm-hmm. This is domestic. It is melded with law enforcement.
It's the Rural Affairs Committee.
It's as much intel operation as it is a military operation.
That's what I'm saying. This is to test the locals. This is for the rollout.
Yeah.
And what they're doing is using Facebook, Twitter, anything you put out online, they're using that, collecting that data and going, well, this is out of the ordinary. We got to go to investigate.
And see, we're going to force a debate about this Manhattan Project happening beneath the surface. They don't want us to unveil it before it's ready.
Yes. It's ridiculously big. When we come back, we got some more clips. It's just going to blow your mind.
Yeah, so what do we call this special report? Confirmed Jade Helm is for domestic operations against American people, at least in part.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, we have them. It's about mastering America.
Heart and Body Extract continues to receive positive testimonials from people who have experienced amazing results, like Reed.
I just wanted to send you a quick but a very big thank you for Heart and Body Extract. I've been on the formula for nearly a month now, and the improvement in the circulation of my legs has been simply amazing.
Reed was facing a tough choice.
I was facing surgery due to the severity of 100% blocked arteries in both my legs. And my decision, waiting for surgery, to say no and try Heart and Body Extract instead, has been thankfully the right decision.
And the result?
I can now walk up steps without noticeable pain.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305, 866-295-5305, or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, for a long and healthy life.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2 per caller while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your 4-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.
Hey, Berkey Guy here. Are you still drinking unfiltered tap water? Does your water contain chlorine or fluoride? Will you have drinkable water in an emergency? The Berkey Guy is here to help you remove these and other potential contaminants from your water, thus helping you drink clean, purified water. We offer Berkey water purification systems at the lowest available prices online. Don't go another moment without a Berkey system. Over the last 10 years, we've helped thousands drink clean, purified water. Join them by visiting GoBerkey.com or call me, the Berkey Guy, at 877-886-3653. That's 877-886-3653.
Hunter hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists. Get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
I was standing in line for this.
We're having devastating victories by the day. I mean, they're cutting the fluoride back by half. The scientists admitting it's killing everybody. Infowars.com, RT reports, climate change is a UN-led hoax to create New World Order. That's the Australian Prime Minister and his advisors. I mean, it's just all coming out. The dam's breaking,
yeah.
And so the globalists are scrambling, hoping they can train our military to take us on. Here's what's happening. We're going to do 30 minutes of overdrive today. Some stations carry the fourth hour. Years ago, I did the fourth hour live. A lot of stations don't. Infowars.com/show. I'm going to go to five after, but we're just going to continue with these guys because Dew wanted to get some of the clips off and get ready, and it was about 10 minutes late. So they're going to do a whole presentation on this coming up. But he's got clip after clip from these dominating the human environment analytics, and that's the Jade Helm logo. And then we find the same players. This is for America. And it's for the globe as well, but it's for mapping everything, taking over local towns, knowing which towns are ready to do it, who isn't. It's for civil war. Again, it has dual use as well. Any training does, but it's confirmed. This is a big deal. Jade Helm confirmed for domestic operations, but it's not the takeover. They're misrepresenting. And again, they use this as a war game now to see if they can lie to people.
Yes. I think the whole thing's a psyop. Like, we're in the midst
we're
of
now
right
playing
now.
We're already
in a role with it.
Unfortunately, yeah. But by putting it out there, letting people know about it, they're seeing the reaction.
And David's got a ton to cover. I'll be out of here soon. He'll get to all of it. But get to the next clip. What do you have, dude?
Yeah. So they had this 2010 Mastering the Human Domain Conference. The next year, the open of the 2011 kind of shows everything that they've been talking about and that they've been working on for a year. So I want to play that, and then we'll go back and show the other clips that kind of, it's like watching paint dry, but we'll get to it.
This is a who's who, the FEMA head, the Clapper, NSA, top generals.
It's the military
Homeland Security
complex.
As well as
this is them coordinating that what Eisenhower warned us of, just like a third world country gets taken over by its military, but this is the bureaucracy using it for that. We just want to debate the fact that we're already in the middle of the takeover. Here it is.
The threats that we face don't recognize boundaries, whether those are physical boundaries or organizational boundaries.
There's no boundaries,
agency boundaries. And every time we're inhibited in our response to those threats,
so that's
by our own boundaries,
they're gonna start
we've lessened our impact.
America.
And when we lessen our impact, we lessen our services to those decision makers, and we ultimately affect our national security in a negative way.
Consequence to the nation if we don't integrate
in the training manuals, it's all the veterans
that
got
us.
And the TV says
we
for
won't
us.
Deliver the best possible solution set to our mission partners, whether that's the policy
and the billions
the
you make off of,
or the first responder.
This type of warfare today,
the military
require rapid assimilation of information, understanding and situation awareness.
Remember the Homeland Security video that showed taking out others in America?
Intelligence, it's like fighting with both hands tied behind your back.
Oh, don't tie your hands.
Your eyes. It's uncertainty.
And they put all these Obamanoids in now?
It's delayed.
The purge,
It's
the people that didn't go along with it.
A bunch of social workers now with general.
The way you are most likely.
The U.S.,
go into the U.S. The content, the substance, the early warning, the value of information.
Hey, remember the ad in Pennsylvania to pay your taxes? Was just like
Same thing, yeah.
That you understand.
Well, they have Lockheed ads now where it shows them scanning U.S. cities.
Lockheed helped make this.
The question, you understand the needs, potential threats, and you're putting that information together in a
but
way.
But notice
the sum
that it wasn't all this that stopped those guys up in Dallas in Garland.
Right. There's one guy with a gun.
He used his own humet to say, I bet this is a target.
Yeah.
So an off-duty cop went and hung out front.
Yeah. I don't know if you noticed that at the end. They were showing the different layers. That is what they're building. They're building different layers of information. Like, this is a friendly area.
Right. Give us a preview of what's coming up in the next 30 minutes. You guys can do a whole hour if you want to.
Well, we might be able to. We got a pretty long.
All right, that's it. No, I'm committing.
Let's do it.
We're doing a whole hour of overdrive. Tweet it out. A whole hour of overdrive. Jade Helm confirmed to be domestic. I want you to cover and finish it up in the next five, then restart and do a whole treatise over over the next 55 minutes, okay?
All right.
And let David talk.
Well, there's a huge aspect of this, Alex, that is also predictive, because we're seeing that in law enforcement as well. When they say that the genesis of this came from three different inputs, one of them was the military in Iraq, the other is American law enforcement, and the third one was casinos in Nevada.
That's right. It's all human control. We'll be right back. Stay with us in 70 seconds.
I want more candy. I want more video games. Why?
And it's that type of behavior that spurred me to do the research to develop a true nutraceutical formula that was designed to smooth out and help children focus. All of our children are hit with modern mind control. Television, music, fast food, GMOs, sugars, you name it. Young humans have not yet developed their nervous system and are being hammered daily by globalist concoctions. It's no wonder they can't focus and calm down and then are put on dangerous psychotropic drugs. Working with my team, we set out to find the best formula with the highest quality ingredients that children would actually like and take. We worked with the leading manufacturer in nutritional supplements that are safe for children to bring you the most affordable and powerful calming formula out there. Introducing Child Ease with herbs and calming extracts like chamomile and lemon balm and essential nutrients that taste great. Obtain your Child Ease today at InfoWarsLife.com. That's Child Ease exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com.